Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting third. The left fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bruce Bocht. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The DH, Jerry Willard. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Joaquin Andujar. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second. The DH, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Randy Bush. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mark Salas. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Billy Bean. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mike Smithson. And now, play ball. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball four. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco takes first base on ball four. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Canseco. The throw from Salas and he is safe. Canseco steals second. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett takes first base on ball four. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Puckett moves to third. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. Puckett scores. One out. It's 1-0, Twins. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bush for the out. Two outs. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Salas moves to second. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tettleton for a passed ball. Salas moves to third. Lombardozzi moves to second. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean takes first base on ball four. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Salas scores. Lombardozzi scores. There goes Bean trying to get to third. Murphy throws the ball into Lansford, who tags Bean for the out. It's 5-0, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bush scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murphy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 0. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Puckett. The throw from Tettleton and he is safe. Puckett steals second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Puckett scores. It's 6-0, Twins. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gaetti moves to second. Dave Leeper now pitching. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Gaetti scores. Brunansky moves to third. It's 7-0, Twins. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Salas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Salas for the out. Two outs. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lombardozzi hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Phillips is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis strikes out. Salas drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Davis out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 0. The Twins will come to bat. Donnie Hill now playing second base. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bean hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gagne strikes out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Canseco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-1 in the game. Bocht takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gaetti takes first base on ball 4. Smalley moves to second. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brunansky hits a line drive towards short. Griffin catches it and throws to first to double up Gaetti. 2 outs. Mickey Hatcher pinch hits for Randy Bush. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Canseco. Hatcher reaches second base with a double. Smalley scores. It's 8-0, Twins. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Salas hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher now playing first base. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-1 in the game. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Mooneyam now pitching. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bean hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gagne hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hatcher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hill for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Salas and he is safe. Davis steals second. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Canseco strikes out. 2 outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Smalley moves to second. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bocht juggles the ball. That's an error on Bocht. Smalley moves to third. Gaetti moves to second. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Salas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a pop-up towards first. Hatcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-2 in the game. Willard takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willard moves to third. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Murphy. The throw from Salas and he is safe. Murphy steals second. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Tettleton strikes out. 2 outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffin hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Willard now catching. Doug Baer now pitching. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lombardozzi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bean is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Puckett hits a line drive into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Bean settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hill moves to second. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Canseco strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bocht hits a fly ball into left field. Bean settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jay Howell now pitching. Rusty Tillman now playing left field. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gaetti is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Reed now catching. Alvaro Espinoza now playing shortstop. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-3 in the game. Lansford strikes out. One out. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Willard strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Oakland Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.